Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 15 and verse 38. The torn curtain. The curtain of the temple rent in two. Let me read the words. The curtain of the temple. Remember, Jesus just breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Mark chapter 15 and verse 38. Here it is then, the veil, the curtain of the temple, ripped down, torn apart, torn down. Now, perhaps some may see little significance in this. I take the opposite view. I am convinced that this is very close to the heart of all that we're talking about here. The significance of this, the symbolism of this, can hardly be overstated. It's so important. At the very moment the priests are engaged in the temple, people are coming and going. You remember what the fuss that was made when they thought that Paul was bringing Gentiles in the temple? Can you imagine it? Here are these men going about their work and all the temple business going on, and suddenly this great veil is ripped down without human hands. No hands pulled down. Suddenly this vast curtain was ripped down, and all it stood for, it was the separation, the barrier, the keeping out, keep the Gentiles out, keep the Jews out, apart from the high priest, the priest, and then the high priest and all the rest. Oh no, this was a major episode in the life of this temple. It wasn't taken down, it wasn't rolled up. They weren't changing the bedding from spring to summer, or winter to summer, whatever it is. They weren't just changing the curtains. They weren't rolling it up and putting it away. They weren't packing it away and taking it to a charity shop, my American friends perhaps won't understand that, but selling it on the second-hand market. It was ripped down. It was abolished as Christ died. What's the significance here? It didn't fall apart. It didn't gradually perish. It wasn't moths eating it. It was ripped down from top to bottom. It wasn't a little hole. It was removed altogether. No human hands did it. It was a sovereign act of God. And the symbol is clear. It was God's intervention. Well, we know from Hebrews 9, 10, chapter 8, and so on. If you read Hebrews through, you'll see it. The law was a shadow of good things. Not the very things themselves, but a picture, an illustration. The veil in the temple was signifying that the way to have access to God was not yet open. And when Christ died, that way was opened. He opened through his own body, through his own death, through his resurrection, all culminating in this great triumphant, it is finished, it's all ripped down. So the way is now open. Open the life gate. The way to God is now open. We have access, Romans chapter 5, verse 1, to God. Before it was just Jews, now it's Gentiles. All sinners who come by faith in Jesus Christ, all sinners, every sinner, everyone listening to me, if you will trust Christ, you have free and absolute access into the very presence of God. That's the new covenant. Christ has finished his work. He's accomplished it. The way is open through his body. Read Hebrews 9, chapter 7. Read Hebrews 9, chapter 8, 9, 12. Chapter 9, verse 9. Chapter 10, verse 1, and so on and so on. Read the whole letter to the Hebrews and see. The way of access to God is now freely open. We come then. Hebrews 10, 19. Let us come. So let us boldly enter. Hebrews chapter 4. We have access to God and boldness through our Lord Jesus Christ. The old covenant is gone, fulfilled in Christ. It is finished, and now he has established the new. Sinners are saved, justified, perfected forever. We have boldness to come into the presence of God, and now we come through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the symbolism here. I'm sorry I rambled on it. It's a simple little act. A curtain tore down. No, it was a majestic act. The sovereign work of God. Sinners are now welcome. Come and welcome to Jesus, and through Jesus, into the very presence of God. This is the great watershed. Here is the new covenant, fully established. Of course, Pentecost is to come, the resurrection, Pentecost, and so on. But here is the great signal act. It is finished, and down comes that curtain, never, never to be replaced. Blessed be God. Priesthood, priestcraft, replaces that veil. Rome replaces it. Clericalism replaces it. No, my brothers and sisters, in Christ we have free access, always, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and through him, into the very presence of God by the Spirit. So let us come boldly to the throne of grace, find all the help and grace and mercy that we need in our days of trouble. And sinner, come. Come and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and receive this free access in him.